Message number 967. Never before will their faith be put to such a test. Thursday, November 14, 2013 at 12:00. My dearly beloved daughter, the light of God shines down upon all of His children who are in union with me, Jesus Christ, at this time. All of those Christians in the world who live by my word, who eat my body and drink my blood, will experience a spiritual suffering like no other because of their belief in me. I refer to all Christians who live by the truth, who behave as I have taught them, and who follow my teachings word for word. All those, including those who have never heard of these my messages for the world, will soon understand what it is like to live in me and with me. Never before will their faith be put to such a test, and sadly many will be unable to withstand the pressures they will have to deal with because of the hatred which will be shown to them. They will do all they can to remain true to the holy gospels, but by doing so they will attract terrible hatred, and they will be called liars. It will not be long before all Christians who will defiantly proclaim my word will be accused of being right-wing bullies, when the true culprits will be the ones who hurl the abuse at them. I urge all of you to remain silent and to never respond to bullies who try to destroy your faith and love for me. Those who will spit venom and scream out you need your prayers and forgiveness. By praying for such souls, you will destroy Satan's influence and he will find it difficult to vent his anger at you. Pray, pray, pray for all those who will be used as pawns in the bitter fight to dismantle my church on earth. Please recite this crusade prayer to withstand religious persecution. Crusade Prayer 126, to withstand religious persecution. Dear Jesus, help me to withstand any kind of persecution in your holy name. Help those who fall into error in the belief that they bear witness to your work. Open the eyes of all those who may be tempted to destroy others through wicked acts, deeds, or gestures. Protect me against the enemies of God who will rise up to try and silence your word and who try to banish you. Help me to forgive those who betray you and give me the grace to remain firm in my love for you. Help me to live the truth which you taught us and to remain under your protection forever. Amen. Go, all of you who truly love me, and follow everything I taught you. Love one another as I have told you. Never show hatred for others. Instead, pray for those who persecute you. Show love when hatred is shown to you, because this will be your weapon against the power of evil. Your Jesus.